Robert's ambition was to turn the Institute into a stimulating international venue for interdisciplinary scholarship. It had been founded in 1930 by Louis Bamberger and his sister, Julie Carey Fould, with an initial donation of $5 million. Bamberger and his sister had sold the family business, the Bamberger Department Store, to R.H. Macy & Company in 1929, just before the stock market crash, for the princely sum of $11 million in cash. Enamored of the notion of building an institution of higher learning, Bamberger hired Abraham Flexner, an educator and foundation executive, to be the Institute's first director. Flexner promised that the Institute would be neither a teaching university nor a research school. It may be pictured as a wedge between the two, a small university in which a limited amount of teaching and a liberal amount of research are both to be found. Flexner told the Bambergers that he wished to model the Institute after such European intellectual havens as Oxford's All Souls College, or the Collège de France in Paris, or Göttingen, Oppenheimer's German alma mater. It would be, he said, a paradise for scholars. In 1933, Flexner made the Institute's reputation by hiring Einstein for an annual salary of $15,000. Other scholars were paid similarly lavish salaries. Flexner wanted the very best people, and he wanted to ensure that none of his scholars would ever feel compelled to supplement their income by writing unnecessary textbooks or engaging in other forms of hack work. There would be no duties, only opportunities. Throughout the 1930s, Flexner recruited brilliant minds, mostly mathematicians like John von Neumann, Kurt Gödel, Hermann Weyl, Dean Montgomery, Boris Podolsky, Oswald Veblen. Flexner hailed the usefulness of useless knowledge. But by the 1940s, the Institute was in danger of acquiring a reputation for coddling brilliant minds with forever unfulfilled potential. One scientist described it as that magnificent place where science flourishes and never bears fruit.